USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask that you remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. New Jersey senators held a hearing last week to explore whether the science supports forcing children to wear face masks in schools amid growing concerns regarding the efficacy and negative effects of the masks. Scientists testified about the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19 virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. CNN Paris correspondent Melissa Bell.
And yet, by the time the waters came, no one was prepared. From Germany to Belgium, the pictures caught by terrified locals give a sense of how fast and furiously the waters rose on Thursday, sweeping away everything in their path. By Friday morning, the scale of the devastation was becoming clear.
President Joe Biden is nominating former New Mexico Senator Tom Udall to serve as his ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. Udall, a Democrat, retired in 2021 after two terms in the Senate representing New Mexico. He spent five terms in the House and served as New Mexico's Attorney General. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Another victim has been identified in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium that killed at least 97 people. The Miami-Dade Police Department said Saturday that 36-year-old Teresa Velasquez was a confirmed fatality in the June 24th collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo. Texas Democrats are holding up the state with their brand of theater. Dan Naraki has the story.
Three of the more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. The director of the Texas House Democratic Caucus says the lawmakers have been quarantined. The group has remained in D.C. to deprive the Texas House of a quorum, stopping any vote on the election's bill. It's a move that Representative Beth Van Dyne says is political theater. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Democratic caucus is trying to hold the state hostage.
This is the Democrats not wanting to do their job, not wanting to debate, not wanting to represent their constituents on that floor, and not wanting to face their colleagues. So instead, they're hopping on a private jet, bringing their beer with them, catching COVID, and not doing their job. They're running out to D.C. They are surrendering our state, and it's the obvious hypocrisy, right? They're arguing voter rights at the same time that they're completely denying the constituents, the residents in Texas, from being represented because they are preventing a quorum.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.